96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. It can be as small as a feeling of unease, almost as if you only have a nagging worry, or it can be a full-blown panic, a feeling of needing to immediately escape. Well, tonight we're talking about anxiety and panic attacks on this Medical Monday. Are you troubled by them? What can be done about them? Where do they come from? Well, my guest is Dr. Nicole Swiner, author and family practitioner. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or find me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Dr. Swiner, thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Hi, Mr. Fisher.
Hey.
Good to be back on with you.
Thank you so much for spending some time with us. This anxiety and panic attack issue is so mysterious to so many people, whether you are experiencing them or whether or not you've seen them. What is an anxiety or panic attack, and what is the difference between the two?
Mm-hmm. So anxiety, or, you know, generalized anxiety disorder, or panic attacks can happen to a large amount of us. They're a little bit different, though. We tend to use them interchangeably, but the two disorders are a little bit different in that generalized anxiety can be this all-day overwhelming feeling, you know, with everyday tasks that inevitably something bad could happen, you know, having excessive worry about the littlest things in life, you know, pretty much all day long. Panic attacks are those intermittent episodes, so going along with your day, everything's fine, you know, no overwhelming sense of worry, but all of a sudden feeling an attack, you know, that is actually, it's physical, it's mental. You feel your heart beating, you feel sweaty, you feel short of breath, feeling like your heart is pounding. So the two are a little bit different, but can be triggered by similar things.
Mm-hmm. Where do they come from?
Mm-hmm. Some of us are born with a genetic likelihood or a predisposition for it. You know, so if you have a lot of family members that had struggles with anxiety and panic, then you may be at risk as well. Some of us deal with it from, you know, we were triggered by an unfortunate event, you know, something negative or scary that happened in our lives, and so we just carry that thought with us over time. For some of us, it's because of a medical issue. So thyroid or hormonal changes, or even the effects of some medications can make you feel overly anxious or have episodes where you feel overstimulated.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about anxiety and panic attacks on this Medical Monday. What causes them? Where do they come from? Have you experienced them? Are they an issue for you? Give us a call. Lines are open. I want to talk to Darlene. Darlene, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Darlene. What's on your mind?
Yes, I'm calling because I've had panic attacks and general anxiety attacks, and especially when I was in school doing my degree in biochemistry, and I was a single parent, and a doctor prescribed me clonazepam. So I'm taking it, and after about a year or two, I'm finished through school, and I'm trying to get off, and I'm stopping the medication, and I'm getting severely sick. Mm-hmm. And then at this point, the doctor no longer wants to treat me, go to a psychiatrist. Well, I don't really have a problem. So how do you this has been a very difficult thing to do. Get off of that and then get to the root of treating your generalized anxiety. And also, is CBD a possible alternative, anti-anxiolytic, alternative medication?
Mm-hmm. Good. So all really good questions. So the first question you had was about, is it possible to get off of the clonazepam, the medicine that you had relied on in school? And a lot of us, by the way, are triggered by having, you know, a lot of those performance-related things, like we have to perform well in school or get up in front of a crowd, and that, along with life stressors, you know, will stress you out and cause anxiety attacks. So very, very common. The problem with clonazepam and the type of medicines that it's related to, you know, there is in a class of medicines called benzodiazepines. You may also be familiar with things like Xanax and Valium and Ativan, things of that nature. They're all in the same family. Our bodies can become, if you've used them either frequently or, you know, regularly over a long period of time, your body gets used to them. They actually can cause changes in the brain related to those, the same type of change you get when you drink alcohol. So your body becomes dependent sometimes, becomes, you know, tolerant, even though you don't mean to be using them, you know, in that way. Right. You know, your body just gets used to it. So it can be very hard to stop these medications when you're ready to stop, particularly without talking to your doctor about how to taper them off. So if you were using it maybe once, twice a week, which doesn't really sound like a lot of use, your body, because, again, those brain receptors are used to having it there, when you take it away, your body's not going to like that. It's going to withdraw. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure what happened when you went back to your doctor and they said, well, we don't want to give this to you anymore, whether they did a taper of it, a very slow decreasing dose over time, so that you could get away from having to take it, but that you didn't have any withdrawals. That's my first question.
Eventually they tried doing that over maybe about a month period of time.
Okay.
But then I started noticing I can't sleep, feeling a little sick, and even getting to the point where my blood pressure would get extremely high.
Mm-hmm. So then it sounded like that, you know, you may not have, you know, you alluded to maybe seeing a psychiatrist or getting to the root cause. We may not have fully dealt with what was clearly at the root, you know. So, you know, started in school, it sounded like it was stress-related, but now that you're done with school, there may be some other things that we need to kind of, you know, deal with and as well. So you may want to talk, if not a psychiatrist, if you're not necessarily interested in starting yet another prescription medication, then at least talking to a psychologist, a counselor, a therapist, so that you can do the behavioral therapy. I think you mentioned CBT or cognitive behavior therapy.
Well, CBD as opposed to the THC and CBD,
yeah,
which are the cannabinoids.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. I see.
Yes. Because I read that it is a very good anti-anxiety type of, without the psychoactive high part.
Well, let me interrupt real quick, because, Darlene, we've got a lot of folks on the line who also need to express or share their issues with anxiety. So, Doctor, if you could just briefly kind of wrap up this conversation,
yes,
with her, because I really need to get back to the phone line.
Yes, yes. So, you know, I can't really advocate for the use of that. Depending on what state you're in, it has to be legal. But, yes, there are many alternative treatments to things that can help decrease your anxiety level. But I think the best place to start is to start with seeing a counselor, seeing a therapist, talking through the issues, and see if you all can work together to find either alternative or talk therapy treatments that together can help you get over this need.
Okay.
I hope you feel better soon.
Well, Darlene, thank you so much for your phone call. There's that, right? There's certainly that could be another show. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, panic and anxiety attacks. We're talking about them on this Medical Monday. Let's talk to Ebony, calling from Virginia. Ebony, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Thank you. Hi, I just got diagnosed with anxiety this year. I'm a 35-year-old, and I was just wondering, how do I balance it out?
Mm-hmm. When you were diagnosed, what did they begin treatment with? Did they treat you with anything?
First was Zoloft, then Ativan. Now I'm on Xanax and Zoloft now.
Okay. And how are those things working for you?
It's still not working for me. I'm still having the flare-ups in my chest. I'm still having that constant feeling in my chest.
Yeah. Did they either suggest, or did you ever consider trying counseling or therapy?
No, not yet.
Yeah. We know that with almost any mental health issue, whether it be anxiety, depression, PTSD, et cetera, that medication plus therapy works better almost all the time than just medication by itself. So if you're not doing the therapeutic piece, which can be, you know, it can be challenging, it can be difficult, but you definitely will be able over time to be able to manage more of the symptoms on your own, or maybe even prevent, get in front of them, and then hopefully over time be able to taper off of your medications with the help of your doc, be able to taper off some of your medications. But almost always, got to have the two together, have to do the counseling and the therapeutic part along with medication.
Okay.
Yeah, because I want to, you know, wean myself off of the pills. I don't want to be self-medicate myself every time something goes wrong.
Correct. Okay. Yeah, so the behavioral therapy part is good. And definitely never taper yourself off your medicines without talking to your doctor first.
Ebony, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about anxiety. We're talking about panic attacks. Where do they come from? How are they treated? If you have a question or a comment about anxiety or panic attacks, give us a call. If you're having difficulty getting through, please keep calling. As always, we will be taking phone calls even after 7:30. Before I go back to the next phone call, you mentioned on several occasions during the course of this discussion, Dr. Swiner, about therapy, outside of the medications. And some of our callers have mentioned some pretty intense drug therapy, mm-hmm. but what kind of non-pharmaceutical therapy could be involved in dealing with this issue?
Mm-hmm. So, you know, you always can try your own conservative methods at home. So, you know, if you've ever heard me speak or if you know me at all, I'm always going to mention exercise, getting regular rest, taking breaks. So mm-hmm. those are, you know, fairly easy things, but not always easy for all of us to do or remember the importance of doing on a regular basis. So exercise helps tremendously with decreasing those stress hormones, decreasing, you know, that feeling of burden, that tightness. You know, exercise, if you can do 2 to 3 times per week, mm-hmm. is tremendous for the body in many, many ways with multiple medical and mental health conditions, number one. Number two, you know, if you have a lot of anxiety that keeps you up at night, then clearly, you know, insomnia is an issue. But if you are able to rest more, get more sleep, turn things off that are, you know, stimulating, or cut back on your caffeine so that you can sleep better at night, that works wonders. So that is therapeutic within itself, getting a lot of rest. And then if you're able to cut back on extraneous activities that you may not necessarily need to be a part of, you know, so that you can simplify your routine, simplify your lifestyle, so that you're not so overwhelmed and so overstretched, that also can be therapeutic. So just to kind of repeat the importance of just normal things that we don't always give a lot of time to is number one. Number two, therapy helps. I mean, there's no two ways about it. You know, particularly in the minority community, although I think times are changing, I think we're becoming a little bit more open mm-hmm. nowadays to the idea of therapy and counseling. You know, Kid Cudi, God bless him, he's a rapper that, you know, went on social media and talked about the importance of mental health and is getting help for his own mental health and stability. You know, we need to be more open to that. It works. It works sometimes as much, if not even more, than medication. So go and talk to someone. And we're not just talking about girlfriend, sister, brother, mom. We're talking about a professional who is unbiased and can give you real, real recommendations.
Because I would imagine, you know, we hear some people talk about issues regarding situations, car accidents, as, you know, traumatic experiences in life. We've certainly heard about people who have been trapped in fires when they were younger, and even though there may have been no physical injury to them, the psychological damage. We've heard about anxiety regarding domestic violence, mm-hmm. for example. All of those things, I would imagine, need to be dealt with directly with therapy, and not, as you say, not just talking.
Right. Oh. Right. Because, you know, we may have very sensitive issues that we don't want to share with our loved ones. We may have issues that have directly to do with that loved one. You know, you can't talk to them mm-hmm. all the time about what's real or what's sensitive, and you may want to say, you know, not so nice words about what's going on with you. So you need that professional that is trained and licensed, whether it be a minister in your church that's a licensed counselor, or a psychologist, you know, which is a PhD doctor that does not prescribe medications but talks to you, teaches you coping mechanisms, teaches you how to do deep breathing exercises, or does immersion therapy if you had some traumatic experience, can help you, you know, be kind of recreate that moment so that you're not so afraid the next time. So it, you know, very, very important.
I need to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk to Ben in D.C., Ashley in Upper Marlboro, Carol in Woodbridge, Virginia. Please do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program on your phone. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation about panic attacks and anxiety disorders in just a moment.